DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We got a lot to get into. Darren Waller is back. Jake Paul is back. The Royals are done with June. Possible contracts for Trey Smith and Trent McDuffie. Earlier in the show, we had Rob rank the months. His favorite month to his least favorite month. Rob put December as his favorite month of the year, which is just a really crazy power ranking when you think about it. We'll talk about all of these things in the 5 o'clock hour. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Before we move forward, I just want to play this for one final time because I want you guys to hear it. I think this is really important. The Royals had a rough June, like a really rough June. Vern was telling us earlier that he moved to Kansas City, when did he say, 2012? And this is the fourth June that they have won 8 or fewer games. It was bad. I mean, it feels at times that they have hit rock bottom. Now, I know Vern said, oh, I mean, it could get worse. I'm not really sure if it can get much worse than how the Royals are playing right now. You don't have much confidence in them to score. Football season is literally around the corner. I mean, we have 3 weeks away from them going to St. Joe, and we have another summer of which the most interesting thing with the Royals is going to be what veteran players are they going to trade for prospects? I mean, this is a very familiar place with the Royals. It was a rough month for them.
Now the Royals need a long ball or an extra base hit. The 0-1 pitch. Slow roller passed off the mound toward the first baseline, underhands to first. We have had back-to-back 1-0 games.
2-1 pitch, swing, and a liner to left center. That's a hit. Drew Waters into play. Nootbaar coming around third. The throw is late, and the Cardinals win it. 6-5. They walk it off here in the bottom of the 10th inning.
In comes the pitch, and there goes the pitch. Deep, deep, deep left field and gone. My goodness. That thing just exploded off his bat. Pitch, line drive, off the tip of the glove of Pasquantino. Runner going to try to score. They throw to first. Safe there. Now runner coming home. The throw rolls away from Fermin. and runners end up at first and third. What a zany play.
Infield is shallow. The pitch. And a swing and a grounder toward the middle. Bobby has it. He throws home. Safe, and the Padres win it.
The 1-2 to Ohtani in a high drive. Deep right center. Back goes Caglione to the wall and gone. Ohtani. And the Royals with a golden opportunity to win it. The pitch. Ground ball, second base. Not a double play ball necessarily. Second one, first base. They got the double play.
The Royals drop the opener to the Mariners by a final score of 6-2. And the Royals are more than happy to put a dreadful month of June behind them.
Rob, you know what? Go ahead and do me a favor. That when this music fades out, I want you to delete that montage. I know you worked hard on it, and I'm appreciative that you worked hard on it. But we're going to put the month of June behind us. We are going to Men in Black flashy thing, and we're not going to look back to the month of June. We're going to look forward. The Royals are out of it. They're out of it. June is behind us. July is going to be about the future. July is going to be about learning the prospects that they are going to get in exchange for Seth Lugo. July is going to be about, are the Royals going to trade Michael Lorenzen? What do they get for Mark Canna? That's what July is going to be about. It's going to be about trying to help Bobby Wood Jr. start the All-Star game. It's going to be about, when does Cole Reagans get back? So we're no longer going to look behind us. We're going to look forward. We're going to look ahead. We are going to push and march on with the Kansas City Royals. All right, let me play a couple of things for you guys. This is JJ Piccolo. Now, I think this is very, very important from JJ, is he has preached patience, and I think this comment really stresses, really, I guess, three things that the Royals are trying to communicate. Number one, the Royals are telling us that they believe they have this. Number two, the Royals believe that they have everything that they need to turn things around. The Royals are very optimistic that they are going to fix things. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? Their hitting philosophy is broken. They are bad with runners in scoring position. They are bad at home runs. They are bad at taking walks. They are bad at running the bases. Like, this team's offensive philosophy is flawed. So I would say continuing to do the same thing is just not a winning formula. JJ disagrees.
We know what's going on internally. Again, I mentioned this, you know, earlier in this interview. You know, we talk to players all the time. You know, what do you need? What are you thinking? You know, there is a very positive feeling about our processes from a hitting perspective. The relationships are really, really deep. You're talking about guys from the first day that they signed a professional contract with the Royals. You know, they've pretty much known one person or two people that are on our major league staff. And that's why they believe in those coaches, and that's why we believe in those coaches. What we need to do is just keep asking the questions, keep probing, you know, trying to find nuggets that will help players get out of it. Our players, again, are very, very accountable. You know, they understand how this thing works, and there's a strong belief in our coaches, whether it be our managers, our hitting coaches, our pitching coaches. There is a strong belief that these are the right people, and yeah, we just have to be supportive and work through these things. You know, we feel for the players. They're the ones that are going out and standing in the batter's box. And, you know, if it's ever comes a point where they feel like we've lost faith in them, then we failed as coaches. You know, but right now they know that we believe in them as players, and that's the messaging that's going to continue to happen.
Now, I understand that JJ is going to say it one way. He works for the company. He's got a lot of people that answer to him. He put these players together. I don't think that he's waking up at 11 o'clock in the morning to go on the radio and bash people. I don't know how you can have a positive feeling about the offensive direction of the Royals. Your core offensive players, for the most part, are worse this season than they were last year. Bobby Wood Jr. is a worse offensive player. Salvi, Vinny, your offense as a whole is down this season. Your number one prospect has come up here and struggled in a lot of ways since the call-up. I don't know how you can have a lot of positive feelings about the way that their offense is going right now. The question is, Do you think that you have the right mix to turn the things around? And the Royals, I think, in some ways have kind of decided that they are not making an in-season change. Now, maybe things continue to get worse or they'll make a change at the end of the season. But in my opinion, if they were going to fire somebody, the time to do it was right before that Dodger series. You had just been swept for your third consecutive home series, and you were looking at a month in which you didn't win a home game. That was the time to me to make the big, this is unacceptable pitch. The Royals didn't make that pitch. The Royals have kept things status quo. They kept business as usual, and we'll see what happens with the Royals. But I don't know how you can have a positive feeling or communicate to your fan base and paying customers that they should have a positive feeling, A, about the offense that is currently going out there, or B, that you have the right people in place to help get the offense out of the slump that has, honestly, it has almost been going on for a year. I mean, toward the end of the season, basically since the Vinny injury up until now, the Royals offense has struggled basically this entire time. I want to play another cut for you guys. This is JJ Piccolo. So there's been, I don't know if rumblings is the right term. People have been wondering if they brought Jack Caglione up too soon, if it would be in his best interest to just go back down to the minors. JJ said they have not been discussing this.
We don't discuss that on a regular basis. You know what it is, it's night to night. You know, we saw some signs on the last road trip where he did have some, I'll say, results that we wanted in the homers he hit in Texas. And then he went to San Diego and he hit the ball really well, but was a bit unlucky. A couple line drive outs, a couple of balls that were, you know, really squared up where he's played perfectly. Hit a couple balls foul that were homers. They were just foul. So they're foul balls, you know, they don't count, but they're the things that we saw and say, okay, he's starting maybe to come through this. And then the pitchers kept repeating pitches. So you got to give this thing some time. You know, it's very, very natural. I can name several players over the Royals history that I've been here that have gone through some similar things. And we wouldn't have brought him up if we didn't believe that he could work through these tough times that you know he's going to go through at some point. So we're going to be very patient and give him the opportunity he needs.
I think that is the only way to handle the Jack Caglione situation. I don't even know if it's a situation at this point, but you made the decision as an organization that he was coming up to the big leagues. You got to stand on that decision. What's the kid say? You got to stand on business? He hasn't been here a month. No, just because it's off to a rough start doesn't mean that we are sending you down to Omaha. Like, we think the best thing for you is to be here. You want to be here. We want you to be here. So I never expected them to be any internal discussions about this. I don't really think there's anything to discuss. It's certainly not in Omaha. It's how do we help him here at the big league level? How do we take a player who has hit the ball hard, basically since he's been here, how do we take these hard hit balls and how do we turn those into hits? I think that's the conversation you need to be having about Jack Caglione. But I would be extremely disappointed if the Royals in 9 days made the decision to send him back down to Omaha because he's gotten off to a little bit of a rough start. I just don't really know if that serves anybody. So last thing here from JJ, he was asked about the deadline coming up and if their plans have changed.
No, not really. I mean, I think we're in a position where we're still competing to get into a wild card spot, and that's exciting. I think we have the personnel right now that we should be optimistic that we can still compete. We play a lot of those teams that are, you know, in the mix with us in the coming weeks and months. So, you know, the hard part is, you know, you got a month of July until you get to the end of the trading deadline, and then you have another 60 games in August and September. And when we look at our roster and guys that we expect to have back at some point this season, we think our roster is just going to get better.
I want to read this text to you guys really quickly. CDOT, I don't understand this negativity around the Royals. I feel like a lot of it has been Vern. This team won 56 games a couple of years ago, and they won 84 last year. They don't deserve this Chiefs-driven hatred that's day in and day out from the community. I find it to be weak. This is the thing. And Rob, you and I have talked about this in the past, and no one has ever really been able to give me the kind of the why. We don't treat the Royals sometimes like a professional organization. For whatever reason, we just don't treat them that way. I don't think that the Royals get a Chiefs-driven hatred on a day-in, day-out basis. I think the Royals are one of the worst things that you can be in sports. They're not entertaining. Rob, you and I talk about the 2003 Royals. We went through the numbers. I think it was like a week ago. That team was sixth in runs. That team was fun. When you went out there and paid for a ticket, the Royals might not win that day, but you felt like they were going to put on a show. Look at the economy right now. You're getting squeezed from all different directions. The Royals are asking you to go out there and spend $20, $30 on tickets or on parking. They're asking you to spend $40, $50, however much on tickets. You get a beer, you get a hot dog, you get all of these things. They won one game in the month of June at home. One game. And they averaged two runs a game while doing it. The Royals, over the last 30 days, went from being very much in the mix and a team that we were talking about adding pieces and adding players to almost eliminating themselves from the postseason in the last 30 days or so. They are not a fun and enjoyable watch. So I think to find the negativity with the Royals, it ain't hard. Like, you're not going out of your way, I think, to be currently negative about the Royals. They didn't give you much to cheer for or much optimism in the past. So I don't know if that's a very fair thing. I think we should just hold the Royals to a certain standard. I don't think the standard needs to be every year you got to be a 95-win team, but I do think a very low bar to clear is whenever they ask you to go out there and invest in their product, which is what buying a ticket is and going to the games. I mean, they were getting 26,000 people a night out there in June and won one game. The Royals hit two home runs at home at Kauffman Stadium in the month of June. There's not an enjoyable, entertaining product. And if you're going to not be enjoyable, not be entertaining, and basically lose every time you go out there, I think you deserve all of the negativity that people have towards you in that regard.
So I both agree and disagree with you a little bit here. I agree with you on this point. We do sometimes handle the Royals with kid gloves. And I think this year, because they're coming off a playoff experience, because they won a playoff series, and because the expectations coming out of Kauffman and outside of Kauffman were do that again or build on it, it is fair to be negative when their June was putrid. And they start July tonight. They can get hot. You know, you never know. You never know. Baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. But it is fair to not handle them with kid gloves and say, you failed. You failed in June. It may have not damned you for the season, but it feels like it had. So I agree with you there. I disagree with you this on the, and it's the texter's point about, well, it's Chiefs level doom and gloom. And you say you treat the Chiefs of doom and gloom. I think texters, and that is my metric here, are way quicker to find sometimes nonsensical reasons for Chiefs failure when with the Royals failure, it is let's, you know, totally dump on them. Carrington, we were here. I know it was 2 years ago, but the Chiefs offense was bad. The Chiefs offense wasn't very good last year. But 2 years ago, MVS couldn't catch a cold. Kadarius Toney was SoundCloud rapping and Instagram dropping hints about how he should be playing. I mean, the Chiefs offense was bad. They lost an abysmal game at home on Christmas Day on national television to the Raiders. It was real bad. And you know what the text line told me? It's all part of a secret plan to get ready for the postseason. Yeah, it worked out.
But yeah, you're right. But I'm saying comparing them to this, as up and down as the Chiefs have been, the Chiefs don't accept this.
That's, I agree with you 100%.
Not with Andy Reid.
I agree with you 100% there.
It has been over a decade since the Chiefs have felt anything like this. The Royals quite possibly could be one of the bottom five teams to watch in Major League Baseball. You'd rather watch them probably than the Rockies. You might put them ahead of the White Sox. Two teams that are against the White Sox have won a series recently against them. Maybe the A's. But I mean just in terms of watchability, entertainment, it's bad. Like, yeah, people get mad about the Chiefs, but in the end, you'll look up and they'll be 13-4. It's like, I guess you can only be so mad about the way that they are playing. I mean, this team, they have gone into a free fall. And I will say, to defend fans here, I remember this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. There was a month, it was in October, where everything that could go wrong with the Chiefs went wrong. Remember, Mahomes hurt his knee. They had lost this game. This thing had happened. It was bad. It was a month where, like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. It's been a long time since that happened for the Chiefs. A really long time. I also think when it comes to positive, I don't think that positivity is the default when it comes to this stuff. I think you got to earn positivity, right? You got to earn that through how you perform on the field. We talk about benefit of the doubt. The Chiefs have earned the benefit of the doubt over the last 7 years by being the best team in the National Football League. Bill Self has earned the benefit of the doubt by being the best coach in college basketball over the last 20 years or so. Have the Royals earned a lot of the benefit of the doubt? Has J.J. Piccolo earned a lot of the benefit of the doubt when right now he is telling you, trust me, trust me, trust me? Has he given you a whole lot of reasons to trust him and that he is the person that can help solve this problem right now? So that's why if we're talking about being negative and being positive, Bill Self has earned positivity because I'm Bill Self. I'm in the Hall of Fame. Yes, we might be down by our standards, but look, I just got the number one recruit in all of high school basketball. We'll be fine. The Chiefs, yeah, they might be down for a little bit. Well, as down as you can be, we find ourselves back in the Super Bowl. J.J. Piccolo has handed you a wild card win against the Orioles, which is great, which is phenomenal. But now the next season, when people are all excited and people are out there and season tickets and excitement and people are now going to the ballpark, you got them into the tent. You hooked them. Attendance is up. Optimism is up. People are excited about the team. People are signing up. Rob, when's the last time somebody complained about FanDuel Sportsnet? Last year, all they did complain about how I can't watch the games. You can watch the games now. People are signed up to your product. And what you have sold them has been, it's been bad. It has been bad for the last month. You got to earn positivity. You do. You got to earn those things. Those things just aren't given to you. You got to earn them.
Let me ask you this. And I think that you'll like this cross-sport comparison. You talk about trust, and you started talking about college basketball. Got my mind moving. Is it fair to say J.J. Piccolo right now is asking for trust after one successful season the same way Dennis Gates asked for trust in year two?
Yeah.
Because I would say, and this is where I think sometimes the Royals, I think, get the opposite of the benefit of the doubt from fans. They are quick to bury them. We joke on the show all the time. They're quick to quit on this team. Mizzou fans had 1 year of Dennis Gates. They were a 7 seed. They won a first round game. It was basically the equivalent of what the Royals did last year. Times were good in Missouri. Things went really bad in year two. And I didn't see it. Now, I'm not on Power Mizzou message boards. I don't deal in Mizzou business the way you do. It didn't feel like fans were ready to bury Dennis Gates. It was, hey, this is a setback, but we still trust Dennis. Let's see what happens in year three. I want to see the recruiting. I want to see the portal. I want to see this. I want to see that. It felt like there was an iota of, hey, you gave us this success. We're going to trust you through this hard time. J.J. Piccolo is asking for that trust right now. And I feel like, from my Missouri basketball analogy, he gave you enough of a something that he's earned at least a modicum of trust. I'm not saying you have to trust him, you know, hey, it's 2029 and he gave you one wild card, trust him forever. No. But we're, what, 7 months removed from, 8 months removed from them winning a postseason series, and fans are burying the general manager, burying the manager, burying every move they've made. It feels like they're not giving even a speckle of benefit of the doubt, where other teams in town have always been given that.
Well, I think some of that is just we're in the middle of it and just it's hard to kind of see through it. But we see this all the time. I mean, they can get you back, right? They can easily get you back. How J.J. Piccolo gets people back, I guess in the short term, the Royals just start winning, right? Like, they just start winning. You know what I mean? Like, they just get good.
Earth-shattering take.
You know what I mean? Like, J.J. Piccolo can turn this thing around where Jack Caglione hits 300 over the next 10 days, the Royals win 10 of their next 12 games, and the Royals are back in it, and all the optimism comes back. How you get it back is very, very simple. The public is telling you, Royals fans are telling you, we want you to trade X, Y, and Z. Win those trades. You trade Seth Lugo, and the piece that you get back from Seth Lugo is a part of your future and helps you out. People will give you a lot of credit for that. If you trade Michael Lorenzen, and that person ends up being a great player for you. I mean, you traded, who did they trade for Cole Reagans? I can't think it's top of my mind.
Aroldis Chapman.
When you trade Aroldis Chapman and you got Cole Reagans, we have patted you on the back for that. So that's number one. And number two is, do something big in free agency. This past season, I think a lot of people who are neutral, you're not an over-the-top Royals fan, you're not a cynic. I think a lot of people kind of looked at their outfield and thought, I don't know about this. This feels like a problem to me. And they were almost instantly right about that problem. If you came into this season with hesitations about their lineup and their outfield, I mean, it didn't take you a month to feel like you were right or wrong on this thing. You knew real quick, hey, they have a problem in their outfield. So a lot of this is JJ's not going anywhere. Like, that's important to note here. As much as you might want JJ fired, JJ Piccolo will be the general manager for the next year Kansas City Royals and probably 2026. Like, if we're just looking to the future, he will be here. So yes, people are down right now. People, it's always going to be the ebb and flow. You can get those people back when the trade deadline, when the offseason. If you do those two things, you can get all of this back. It's always going to be an ebb and flow. Always be an ebb and flow. You and I were here when people hated David Glass. All of a sudden, if they built a statue around him, people would love David Glass. We saw Dayton Moore at one point was the most popular person in Kansas City. And then he could do no wrong. Right after the run ended, it was, well, Dayton can be here as long as he wants to be here. And then eventually, hey, Dayton, you got to go. So it's always going to be an ebb and flow. You can always get people back. But you get people back in sports by results. You get people back in sports by winning, by excelling at your job. And right now, very few people over at One Royal Way are excelling at their job. If you missed part of JJ Piccolo, we'll play that for you coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. JJ Piccolo was on the midday show earlier today, and he was asked if their plans have changed about what to do with the deadline.
No, not really. I mean, I think we're in a position where we're still competing to get into a wild card spot, and that's exciting. I think we have the personnel right now that we should be optimistic that we can still compete. We play a lot of those teams that are, you know, in the mix with us in the coming weeks and months. So, you know, the hard part is, you know, you got a month of July until you get to the end of the trading deadline, and then you have another 60 games in August and September. And when we look at our roster and guys that we expect to have back at some point this season, we think our roster is just going to get better.
I guess, you know, like, obviously some of those guys, including Cole Reagans, but like, do you, like, if it's Michael Massey or some of these others, like, are there, what's the hope around, I guess, the offense at the moment as far as getting those guys back? Because right now it seems like the hope is around just hoping guys hit better, JJ, versus like the options you have available to you in AAA.
Yeah, well, I think some of the guys that we have in the current lineup that are healthy and playing, I think their track record, you know, speaks for itself, and we can expect some progression there with the guys that we have. We also have some young guys that are going through this for the first time, whether it's Caglione or John Rave. You know, they're going through some typical early career struggles that we see with a lot of good hitters in the game. Guys that became very good hitters, very good major league players. So there's reason to think within the group that we have, it's, you know, it's typically 13 on any given night, that we can get better with the guys that we have. And it's just trying to stay positive. You know, we examine our processes all the time, and, you know, just talking to our players on a very regular basis, you know, they're looking at themselves in the mirror and say, you know, we got to go out and do it because our processes are right. And they're the same processes that we've had success in the past.
Look, it's no secret. You know, the month of June didn't go the way you guys would have wanted. Fans obviously didn't like what happened in the month of June. Is it tough to, I guess, when you look at where the organization sits, to still have the morale high, to still have confidence, to still believe that this, and keep everybody believing that this can still happen this year?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a team that made an incredible jump from 23 to 24. And gained a lot of confidence and did things that people didn't believe that we could do. So I don't know why we would think any differently right now. You know, it's an emotional roller coaster that we can be on. And when we're winning games, people are excited. And is this the game to turn things around and et cetera? And then when you lose three or four in a row, is this the end of the season? You know, my job and the front office job and the coach's job is to eliminate that noise and just worry about today. You know, we can't control what's happened in the past. You know, the first 80 some games, they're done. You know, what we can do is focus on today and how we win a game tonight and build off of that and keep this thing moving forward. And I believe in our coaches, I believe in our players, and, you know, we just have to stay positive and know that you're one good run away from being back square in the middle of this thing. And that's where our optimism lies. I think that's the way we should think as an organization. You know, our fans have been turning out at the ballpark to watch our team play. So clearly, you know, they are excited to come to the field, and that excites us and motivates us. And it's our job now to just try to get this thing moving in the right direction. But it starts, you know, one brick at a time, you know, and tonight's that brick that's got to get laid. And then you just keep building off of that.
You'd mentioned Jack Caglione. It's been a rocky start for him so far in his early big league career. I guess specifically before we talk about like options and like what makes sense for him as far as lineup goes, what specifically are you guys seeing in his approach? I don't know if it's just the ground out seem a little higher or those things. What are you guys seeing right now that he needs to work on?
Well, to be very candid about it, his minor league peripherals, the batted ball profile, very, very similar to what he's doing in the major leagues. The chase rates were a tick up in the minor leagues. He's always been very aggressive. He's got incredible reach, so he can get to those balls away. I think what is happening right now is exactly what the major leagues is about. Pitchers can repeat pitches. They can go in pitch after pitch. They can go up pitch after pitch. And now it's up to the player to learn from those experiences and from those at-bats, and how can I be a little tighter with my zone? And that's something we discussed well before, publicly and privately, before Cags got called up, that was going to be the challenge. We just got to keep him positive as well and keep going. That's why we keep running him out there, you know, and we're very optimistic that there's going to be a stretch of the bats where you're going to see that he starts to figure this thing out. But again, it's very typical. But when you look at I'm not talking about numbers, homers, RBI, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his process and how hard he hits the ball, his ground ball rates. They're all very similar to what we've seen in his minor league career.
Alex and I both think it'd be a mistake, but there's no like internal conversation about like, hey, if this continues for another 30 days, maybe we get him back in AAA and work through those things. Right now, this is a work through at the big league level thing, right?
Yeah, we don't discuss that on a regular basis. You know what it is? It's night to night. You know, we saw some signs on the last road trip where he did have some, I'll say, results that we wanted in the homers he hit in Texas. And then he went to San Diego and he hit the ball really well, but was a bit unlucky. A couple line drive outs, a couple of balls that were, you know, really squared up where he's played perfectly. Hit a couple balls foul that were homers. They were just foul. So they're foul balls. You know, they don't count. But they're the things that we saw and say, okay, he's starting maybe to come through this. And then the pitchers kept repeating pitches. So you got to give this thing some time. You know, it's very, very natural. I can name several players over the, you know, the Royals history that I've been here that have gone through some similar things. And we wouldn't have brought him up if we didn't believe that he could work through these tough times that, you know, he's going to go through at some point. So we're going to be very patient and give him the opportunity he needs.
Thinking of fans and where they're at and the range of emotions, obviously, that happened, being a fan of a baseball team that obviously has had very high expectations for the season and to this point, of course, not on pace to meet those. Some look at the hitting staff, some look at a hitting coach in particular and say, hey, what's going on there? Should there be a change? What would your response be to those fans?
Yeah, we know what's going on internally. Again, I mentioned this, you know, earlier in this interview. You know, we talk to players all the time. You know, what do you need? What are you thinking? You know, there is a very positive feeling about our processes from a hitting perspective. The relationships are really, really deep. You're talking about guys from the first day that they signed a professional contract with the Royals. You know, they've pretty much known one person or two people that are on our major league staff. And that's why they believe in those coaches, and that's why we believe in those coaches. What we need to do is just keep asking the questions, keep probing, you know, trying to find nuggets that will help players get out of it. Our players, again, are very, very accountable. You know, they understand how this thing works, and there's a strong belief in our coaches, whether it be our managers, our hitting coaches, our pitching coaches. There is a strong belief that these are the right people, and yeah, we just have to be supportive and work through these things.
When you look at just one other question about the hitting, JJ, since we've got you, the overall team power, I know we've talked about the offensive numbers. Do you guys have a sense of like where that's gone? You guys weren't like a, you know, prodigious power team last year. You ranked 20th in baseball and homers, but this year, dead last. Where do you guys think the power numbers are going? I know Kauffman plays a part a little, but this has got to be a little bit lower than you guys were thinking.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we don't build our teams around power for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, when you think about why does a player or a team not hit homers, a lot of it comes down to just pitch selection. I mean, if you're swinging at bad pitches, it's very difficult to get off a good swing. If you're swinging at good pitches, you got a better chance to get off a good swing. And now it comes down to timing and the sequence of your swing. And if you're doing that on a good pitch, then you have a chance to hit drive a ball, doubles, homer, whatever. You know, that's as simple as it is. And I think the numbers will show you that our chase rates are higher this year than last year. And I think that leads to the lack of power, even from a team that wasn't counting on homers last year. You're going to see a regression, and you see a regression in doubles. You see a regression in slug. You see a regression in on-base percentage. And that's where the focus has been. You know, we on a regular daily basis, go through the at-bats. You know, we get information every night, not only through video, but here are your at-bats. You know, where did you win this at-bat? Where did you lose this at-bat? And probably 95% of it comes down to getting a good pitch to hit. So you start doing that more consistently, the homers will pick up.
That was J.J. Piccolo. He was on the midday show earlier. If you missed any part of that, be sure to check it out on the podcast page. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, let's wrap up the show with this. Today is the first day of July. I asked Rob earlier in the show to give us his favorite month and what his least favorite month, and it then developed into Rob power ranked the months. He put December at number one in the power rankings. Now, I enjoy Christmas the way that most people do. A little holiday cheer. You put a couple of bucks in the Salvation Army bin. You buy friends and loved ones gifts. Who doesn't love Christmas? It's my favorite month of the year. Extreme to me. Rob put February at 12, which I'm not that mad at. I'm not mad at February being dead last. Now, I think the top 3 months are, I think October is the best month. From a weather standpoint, from what's going on, it's still warm enough outside, but you're getting those fall activities. The NFL is starting to heat up. College football is starting to heat up. The NBA gets going. Baseball is in its championship period. College basketball is about to get going. December, I think, is the best month of the year. I love September for a lot of the same October reasons. And then June, it's just a great month. It's a great month to be outside. Whenever you go sit down at a restaurant, they're asking you, do you want to sit on the patio or do you want to stay inside? You say, I want to go to the patio. You can go see a show at Starlight. You're doing outdoor activities. You're just spending more time outside enjoying the weather and enjoying the summer. So June is also very, very high on my list of months. This was Rob's top five. December, number one. October, number two. March, extremely overrated month. Now, I get it. I like college basketball, too. It's the third best month because of college basketball? No. There's no chance that Rob, deep down, that he enjoys March more than he enjoys September. I know Rob. Rob's a college football guy. Rob likes college football a little more than he likes college basketball. He likes going to Allen. I'm dumbfounded that he has September behind March. And July behind March too? March is overrated. March might be the most overrated of all the months. I'm not saying it's a bad month, but March is like the eighth or ninth best month. It's not a top three month. It's not great weather. It's just college basketball on. If you're really excited about the 7-10 matchup between Notre Dame and Wisconsin, yeah, March is amazing, but that's it to me.
I feel like you're hating on March. You get an elite drinking holiday in St. Patrick's Day. You get good vibes. Weather is turning.
It's
and you
fine.
Get 2 weeks of fun. Kansas City celebrates March harder than most towns in America.
Yeah, March is okay. Again, I'm not saying March is trash. I don't think that March is trash. I just think March is, I think March is like 7 or 8. Like I don't think that March is great. I don't think it's great. I'm not, excited about March. All right. I appreciate you guys listening and making us a part of your day. Thank you so much for doing that. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.